up done, can you carry me? When I'm losing my mind, can you hold me? If I'm hazy blue, can you help me? Can you help me? Feeling down. Welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show, where we are all riding the wave of transformation through the ascension cycle. Hello, hello, everyone. And for those of you that are just joining for the first time and you're not what the ascension means, you can go to thecreationlightship.com and to the left of the pane, select the word ascension. And there's lots of information there in regard to helping you understand what ascension is. Okay, a quick shout out to my sponsor, Nano Ojas. For those of you that have looked at the site at www.nanoojas.net, some great products, the skin spray, the wellness spray, and also the nose spray, which really helps this time of year. They have a learn tab where you can learn all the information about the products. Please do your research so you can make the right choices. Okay, a quick shout out to Michonne. Thank you so much for all you do for everybody. You are awesome. Love you, love you. And then another shout out to the Creation Lightship question and answer Telegram channel. A, you're awesome. So much information coming our way. We appreciate you. Lots of love to you. Okay, so today I am going to start with an opening with a post that was on the For the People dot space, and I thought it was perfect for what I'm going to be talking about during the show here today. I'm going to talk a little bit about allodial title, and we're going to touch base on Q's favorite subject, money, and then we're going to go into some timelines and talk about some stuff in regard to the entertainment industry, which is one of my favorites. So without any further ado, I just want to read this because it really touched my heart in regard to what I'm doing right now with the Homestead Project. It is just felt this right into the heart when I read it. So here I go. The spirit of life pulsing through every being of light represents the foundation of the original United States Constitution. The grace of our Creator moving through our forefathers formed the sacred covenant. To govern is to direct. The director of life can only be the spirit with each individual in alignment with the natural laws of this universe. The United States Constitution was written for the people to ensure the people are the directors of their own lives by law. Life must abide by these natural laws to enforce our human rights, our true justice, our domestic tranquility, common defense, general welfare, and the blessings of liberty for all. No true man or woman alive in honor would resist or refute these basic freedoms for humanity, for we are born in great love and reverence for each other, to once again hold our divinity and majesty as a center of our reality. We reverse the dark spell that has corralled consciousness away from its true path. Embracing the intrinsic sovereignty of creation, we re-engage with the natural laws of our universe. Life is renewed as we unify in unconditional love, celebrating a world created for the people by the radiant light within each spirit. And at the bottom of the post, a lot of us know this, quote, this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And we all know who wrote this, Gettysburg Address, President Abraham Lincoln. So that really kind of touched my heart because in doing this Homestead Project, it is really, really making me feel or helping me feel the freedom that I am creating for myself and for others. And it really touched me in the heart. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. There's so many great posts on for the people dot space, or excuse me, po or for the people dot space. Yeah, I said it right. Sorry about that. Q's making me a little nervous. Not really. Anyway, so go check it out. Lots of good information. So, Q, are you there?
What's
Listen.
there?
Hello, Q. How are you?
Thank you for doing this with me today. Your music's way better than mine. It pays to pay, huh?
I'm sorry, what?
When you pay for music, you get better music. Your music's incredible on your intro.
Oh, yeah, I know. I love that song. It's great. Yours is good too. I like yours too. I listen to it and I'm like, how can I steal that song? Anyway,
I'm
go
having
ahead.
so much fun today, and thank you so much for your attention on me today.
Absolutely. I'm honored to have you on my show. So I have a little jingle that I put together for you. And when I was a kid, I used to sing a lot all the time. And I don't know why I don't sing much anymore. And I thought, well, you know what? I was listening to some more, Amy Winehouse, and on the song Cupid came on, and I went, okay, how can I turn this into a jingle? So here it goes. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. So, Q-ster, hold back your bow and let your knowing go straight to my spirit's heart. Q-ster, please hear my cry and let your love fly straight to my spirit's heart for me.
Oh, bravo, bravo. That is beautiful. Wow. Wow. That's gonna be running in circles in your brain all day now. Great, great job. That's so fun.
Yeah, it really was. I love doing little stuff like that. So I wanted to introduce you because I got a lot of new people listening today, and so I want to be able to introduce you in a way that you can share who you truly are. And so I came across, I think, a conversation you had with Bill Maher at one time, and I never really listened to those audios, but I did listen to a couple of blips here and there, and this one where he asked you, what is Q? All right. And so your short version, I'm going to read it real quick, is let's think of Q as a conscious side and an intrinsic side. An intrinsic side is the receiving of information. The conscious side, the transmission of consciousness that is overseen on the planet. And then you went on and gave an example. And here's the example. I am one of three people. You can call me the transmitter. There is a receiver and what you might call a ground. So there are these three individuals, me being one of them. We are in unique places, unique relationships, and we do conscious transmissions to what is called a light vessel continuously our entire lives. So what that being said, can you elaborate a little bit more for the audience in regard to the transmitter and how it correlates with the receiver and the ground?
Well done, well done. You showed up today, didn't you?
I sure did.
Okay, so beautiful, and thank you so much. So when you look at us in different bodies, let's say John Kennedy Sr., you can see that even your language, starting the show today from Mr. Lincoln, we don't deviate regardless of what body we're in. And that's what when I was asked that question, I wanted to make sure I understood the level in which the information could be understood. And so that's why I sorted the information based on what we were willing to accept in that space and time, whereas now I might answer differently.
Okay. Now, how I explain it to the people is that I always say it like this, that your spirit was one of the spirits in the body of Christ, along with Ron Amatron and Princess Di. And for me, from the perspective of a human, and that's the title of the show, it's the easiest way that I can explain it because, when I sit here and read what you how you answered Bill Maher, I go, huh? So hopefully that is a good analogy. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I didn't get a call back though.
What?
Didn't get a call back though from Bill. So just kidding. That's all there really is. If we would sort things out, there's really nothing more important than ourselves, is there?
Exactly.
It's all this.
I struggle sometimes with trying to explain my connection with you because I've been accused of following a cult per se, and I don't really know much about cults. I'm past timelines and stuff in history. That's about it. But history wasn't one of my biggest favorite topics. So anyway. I want you to know that I did some research in regard to Allodial Title because I remember a few shows ago, I heard you go, Allodial, Allodial, anyone, anyone? And I went, okay, what does he mean by that? What's he asking? And I never heard anybody say any more about it. So I wanted to know about what it meant because I got all these papers here and I'm trying to learn this process and really understand how this all came to be. And so, lo and behold, I went looking for information on Lodeo Title, and guess who has a couple of videos on it? Jordan Maxwell. Go figure, huh?
It's not even funny anymore, is it?
What?
We're doing our best to give breadcrumbs.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it was. So, he actually did a it's a Allodial Title homesteading Jordan Maxwell part three unedited raw and rough footage and boy is it pretty raw and he continued to say that the US citizens do not own anything when you pay your house off you do not own it you just have an equitable interest in it okay in the property so the only way that you can any American own land is through Allodial Title. So the banks cannot touch it, the government, and in his words, God or Jesus, no pun intended. And then he also had another audio or a video, and it was called Allodial Title and the United States Corporation. And it was August of 2022. And I think he passed away in March of 2022. Sad to say. So apparently, Allodial Title, it started during the Civil War. That is why the kind of the Civil War began because of the land holdings. It was also due to with Americans and how we held our land during that timeline. America was supposed to be an allodial country at that time. Meaning, if you were an American and you got a land patent, you could hold your land in absolute dictator. So I went on to look at the different types of allodial title, and I'll get to those. But today he says there's no such thing as allodial title. But we all know that if you inquire about it, like say if you're going to buy a car, you can, as long as you're paying cash, you can ask for allodial title. But it's very much unheard of, and probably a lot of people have no idea that it exists. So the powers to be, our good buddies, the international banks, did not want anyone to have anything in allodial title. Okay. So when you have allodial title, again, no one can touch you, not the federal government, not even the IRS, and we all know they're not real. It also states here that allodial title began in the early 1800s, and it was stated in the Constitution that most states held allodial title. All right, which was very interesting. And I went and looked up the laws during that time. So it looked like maritime law began in 1989. Was starting to create. So the banks decided to get rid of the United States of America, of the republic for which it stands, to, as we all know, the United States Corporation. And I do recall, I think, no, I feel, and I remember Donald J. Trump talking about, I think, an executive order where he changed that. Is that correct?
That so now the competition for who's actually an individual in those in those descriptors, this is part of the chaos that is a usual opportunity for the bad guys. Who's
Okay.
who? So what if I could make four Robins right now, and Robin got on stage every week, and there's four different Robins?
They're making lots of money off of me, right?
That'd be pretty tricky. I don't have a Rumble account. I don't have any media whatsoever, but there's a bunch of media out there with me, so I can cut and paste information all day long on what's being said and what's being told. That's why I was surprised when you got all those words correct regarding my interview with Bill, because that it's pretty easy to scrub that stuff, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is. And it's very interesting because when you look at a corporation, all right, they have employees that work for them. So the US citizens means that we are employees of the foreign corporation. So
Correct.
when we enter a corporation, you see people with badges on that have employee numbers or whatever. Thus comes in social security number. Okay? And that kind of makes sense. In regard to this present day and time, and hopefully that's being changed. So they give here's some examples of the different allodial titles. Okay, there is the example of the king and queen and the prince and princess and whatever titles that they have in the royalty families, but the real estate companies really refer to it as feudal title, which is in regard to nobility. And then allodial title is an individual that has the right to own land without government interference, to buy, sell, exchange option, or lease, or will to somebody like a family member. And then it goes on to say the land patents, early 1800s, Congress gave land to settlers, the transfer of title. Would you say that that's pretty accurate?
Yeah, and that's also, that's obviously where the deception starts creeping in, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, it gets even better. So in 1776, we threw the British out of America, and allodial title became the foundation of the land ownership. Okay, so I get a little confused on that part because if we threw them out and then it started in the 1800s, so I guess that's what the Civil War was all about, the control.
Yeah, so the as usual, the fake wars are a muse, a guys, whatever word you like there, for implementing the backbone for the control system that's going to come forward. So once you get local government established, county, state, etc., you it's very easy to trick the population into believing they live in a geography. I live in the state of et cetera, is the end game, so that the control system keeps creeping down the line there. Hudson Bay Company is part of that. All of them, JP Morgan, as long as they can get you to believe in a territory that has stewardship over you, is all they're going for.
Yeah. And you know what? It gets really interesting because, and let me get through this next part and then I'll get into the money aspect of it. So based on the information, and this is in regard to what I've done that I want to just clarify with you, because I didn't get the call in on the homestead. I couldn't get through on the lines. Can you believe
I do believe that.
that? So based on this information, what we are doing today with the homestead process, it would include anything that we have on our land, such as the house, the barn, the acreage, and whatever is tied into the mortgage or just the straight up purchase. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now, when we claim allodial title, and I know that you talked to Mike and Leah about the letters that we send out. And I know last weekend when I asked you about it, you said send them out right away, but I didn't because I'm still waiting for my signs. But a good thing, because they did re-ask the question today, and you said to wait, so that's okay. Sometimes we get a little cross on how we communicate, but that's okay. I didn't go send any letters yet, but I want to. I'm ready. I'm just saying. So even though we purchase the land, you still have to get the original land patent. And this is for the li listeners, because a lot of people that I've talked to, they own, their houses and so forth. But I did actually have one person in my place of employment, and he does a lot of research, and he actually found his original patent, which is 400 acres now. And he owns his property. So I did clarify to him that he would do the steps. And the steps are as follows. You do your quit claim deed from your warranty deed, then your delivery and acceptance. And once that's done, the public notice goes up. And by the way, you guys were talking about that earlier. I actually posted mine right outside of the postal office because it was in a building and there was a room right next to it, which was a public building, because they would not let me put it in the post office. So I did it there, and it's still hanging there, as a matter of fact. So the final step was the declaration and grantee of assignee's notice. Is that correct? Right? We're all done with that. So my question was, once I send, when I'm ready to send these documents out, when it says you send to, the governor, the sheriff, etc., but then it also includes agents. And so I'm assuming that's going to be the insurance companies, the mortgage company, etc., because I know a couple of shows ago somebody did ask you about the mortgage, and you did say, Roger that they wouldn't have to pay that mortgage anymore. Is that correct?
Yes, the most part, I want to err on the side of your passion.
Okay, perfect. All right, I got that.
If you're excited about defending yourself this way or that way, I don't. I did my best. Opportunity, so you could figure out how you want to do it,
Yeah.
and that's why I kind of.
Yep, I get it. I get it. You can't give us the actual, but
Backing a mortgage company, or are you excited about living somewhere and just being free? You can
yeah.
go, you can see, you can go both ways.
Yeah, exactly, 'cause I'm all about being free, and but when I tell people about this opportunity, there's a lot of them that just don't believe it. It's too good to be true. But that comes back to the programming, and I get that. And it'll take some time, so I have to be the way sure, and I have no problem with that. So I'm looking at the time here. I do have a special guest that I want to bring on that we talked about a little while ago. It was Tracy with her delayed development child. So we'll get to that in a minute, just in a minute. And I don't want to rush because the 18 USC of the document, where it says notice to, no, the no trespassing sign posting, I also researched that. And the 242 says prohibits the deprivation of the federal rights of any inhabitant while acting under color of law. The statute can be used to prosecute bias motivated crimes such as a murder of civil rights workers by state law enforcement. That's a little deep, but so that looks like it's a privacy protection law. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
But get someone to recite it and understand it by the individual you're reciting to.
Okay.
We don't speak that way anymore, do we?
Yeah, And I know I need to do more homework in regard to some of these big legal words. And I got a good friend, his name is Mountain Man, and I'm gonna have him on my show in a couple of weeks, and he can share hopefully some knowledge with us. Okay, so I wanted to also real quick talk about bringing my spiritual principles into the workplace. All right. I do struggle sometimes with my ego, and I don't always know. Well, no, actually, I take that back. I've been noticing when it jumps out, and I feel that I'm becoming more aware of things that I need to work on, right? And I actually had a conversation with someone in regard to, because it's snowy season out here, and we like to take our boots off before we come into the facility so that the equipment runs safe and there's no breakdowns. And I found myself in the middle of a back and forth conversation in regard to how the business is run. And then I realized, I said, okay, this person just wants to get the last word. So I just said, you know what? I said, I can't believe we're having this discussion over boots. So go ahead and get the last word in, and we're good to go. So I let him, and then it was done, and he ended up leaving. And then I sat back and I went, how could I have handled that better? But is there a line between standing your ground and letting your ego get in the way? I mean, I guess that will boil down to my discernment in regard to that.
Yeah, that's an incredible question. So we're participating with, I always look backwards, forward, just like you are. Why is this person in my life, as an example?
Right. Yeah.
Well,
So,
why are they?
okay. Well, that makes sense. And then I had another situation with a family member coming into my life, and there was a lot of trauma with that person. And this person, my sibling, wanted to meet, and I felt like the heartfelt side of me felt like you need to go and meet, and then the other person in me, my protector, my intuition says, you know what? It doesn't feel right, and I don't want to do it, so I'm not going to do it. So I didn't do it, and instead, I made a phone call. And we had a chat on the phone, and I got to listen to all the family drama and what was going on in all the other siblings and relatives' world. And then at the end of the conversation, he re want needed some money. And I don't mind helping people get on their feet at all. It's just money. It doesn't mean anything to me. So I gave it to him. And then later that day, when I went into work, one of my clients that I personal train gave me a beautiful a Christmas card, and I didn't hear her say, "Don't open it until later." And I went and opened it, and the money that I had given to my sibling was $100. And then when I opened the card, there was $100. So when we talk about money, I think money can be good when there's good energy attached to it, and because I feel that we release it out into the universe, and it brings the frequency up. So there are good and bad sides to the money thing. And I get what you're saying about how people get attached to the money and then they think they can't do something if they don't have the money. But that's not true because, or no, I mean, that is true that, okay, I'm confusing myself, but I'm going somewhere with this point, but I get there. So what I'm saying is that when you do things from the heart, no matter what it is, when it comes to like modalities or money, it will come back to you. And it could be in money form. It could be in, a material item. It could be in something that somebody does for you. And so I understand what you mean when you talk about the attachment. And it comes down, and this is where I'm going to get into the money part. But before we get into that, can we come back to that the second half? I want to bring Tracy on real quick. Is that okay?
I'm here for you, whatever you need.
Are you there?
I'm there. How are you?
Okay, beautiful. All right, Tracy, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hi. Hi there. Thanks very much.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Q.
Hello, hello, my love to you.
Thank you for letting me come onto the show, and thank you so much. My name is Tracy, and I'm from Swaziland in Africa. We have spoken once before. Before I start, I just want to thank you so much for Silver Platter technique. It's really been incredible for me and brought me a lot of inner peace and lightness that I haven't felt for a long time.
Thank
So,
you.
can ask the question or what information you need from me? So, I've written the question down, so I hope you don't mind I'm reading it. My son is
Please.
10 years old and he is not talking, along with. Sorry? Okay, so my son is 10 years old. And he is not talking, along with many delays in his abilities and independence. For example, not being able to dress himself, use the bathroom independently, or read. Or does communicate with gestures, sounds, and pointing. Been vaccinated or used Western drugs. I have done so many things to assist him with many different therapies, and his nutrition has always been really good. Since discovering you, I have been doing NanoSoma commands, spending lots of time in nature. We even go onto the ocean and we call the dolphins, and the dolphins come every single time. It's been amazing. We have definitely seen small changes in him. However, we don't seem to see have any breakthroughs with his speech and development. What can we do to get him to fully heal and to start talking and functioning independently? Or is the problem that he's not healing because of something my husband and I are doing? Maybe we need to shift or change. I hope you
Thank
hear
you very
me.
much. Thank you very much. I am honored that you would field this call to me. Thank you.
You.
The proof that you're able to help is some things are changing, correct?
Yes, definitely, without a doubt.
Okay. Now start feeling what is changing and what are what are the modalities and what are the opportunities that you're noticing, if you don't mind me asking?
He's just more present. He was never able to be coordinated enough to hug us. He hugs us more. He's listening more. He's copying us more. He's very funny, very confident. He adores music. Just everything about just every day we can say something's different. But there's just
Okay.
no breakthrough with speech. He
No,
he'll go blah 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 blah, and I know what he's saying.
but why are there improvements? What could you put your finger
Why?
on there?
Why? I think that it's. I feel like he's more present. He's more in his body. The feeling I always got was like he didn't really want to be here. That was the sense. And he only walked at three, but they told us he might never walk. I massaged him for 2 years, twice a day for 2 years, and now he walks and runs. So I think it's more about he's in his body more. Always more present.
Okay,
I don't know.
correct. Now, what is the services you've offered him? What have you commanded your spirits together for the improvement measures? What's the actual improvement measure you think has made the most weight?
I didn't quite hear you there, but what I'm understanding is I do the commands. He doesn't let me do them all the time. I've got to ask him, please can I do the commands? And then I go outside and I call up the electromagnetic field, like you explained to us. I touch his head and hand. Sometimes he says he gets very cross. He says no. And I said, please, my boy, please can we just do them? Sometimes he lets me, sometimes he doesn't. But as soon as we finish, he'll clap. Like, you know, I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, he'll clap. So he knows what I'm doing. He understands us fully. And we, you know, last week you said that maybe that he doesn't want to grow up, and that's how we feel. Like he doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to. He just wants to play and be outside. But it doesn't make it easy for us because we've basically got a permanent toddler. Yet we can see he understands.
Yeah, very good. So we see a lot of
Oh, sorry.
these. I see a lot of beings, light beings coming into bodies that would now recognize that they're inadequate. So that's part of it. Imagine if you came in with so much knowledge that you said, this is a waste of time because there's nothing I can do with this body. That's pretty standard with all the kids I work with. What is they yeah. basically look at their body and go, oh, this is a waste of time. I'm only going to live 5 minutes the way they've engineered these bodies.
Yeah.
The light beings with more capability, more understanding of themselves, more knowledge, they're going to just look at our mortality rate as absolutely a mistake. There's no point in staying here. I'm used to being like this. Not imagine if you knew what it's like to live 1,000 years, and then you even had choices to live another 1,000, and you knew it when you jumped in this body.
Yeah.
So when That's you see exactly, those hindrances, yeah. you just go, I just don't really want to stay in this body. And so encouragement is all that I'm promoting. And even if it comes across as an indoctrination system, if we can recognize that our spirit has the choice to stay and really be here or leave is a real, real opportunity. Am I endorsing everyone putting a shotgun to their head? I'm not. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's really going to be here in complete activity, or it's just going to kind of half-ass itself. It's just going to cruise and get through. Just going through the motions is pretty normal. Anyway, when you command your spirit, are you commanding our spirit or are you commanding his spirit? How are you doing it?
So I basically say, Jet, your spirit can hear me now. So let's repeat after me. We command our spirits to heal and balance us now is one of the commands. The other one mm-hmm. is I command Prime Creator, Prime Creation to remove all hindrances in you. And then the other one is I command Prime Creator, Prime Creation to give you all of your light. Those are the three that I pretty much do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now, I don't see a problem with not talking. The reason I don't see a problem with it is because when you have that much knowledge and you have a lot of awareness, you're going to see that our language is poison to us. It creates magic. It's all black magic. Yeah. So if you are that aware, you're going to fight it. You're like, this is not my normal speech, number one. And number two, it's hurting people when I talk. So now you can play with that if you like. So if you want to get more granular, you can.
Okay.
My encouragement is use the word we. Creates an intention of him and you if he will allow you. We command our spirits to be great communicators. Now, if he communicates with sign language or writing in the dirt, who cares? It's his language. But if you want communication, the intention has to be around communication, as an example. If you want him to be more adept at mating, at toileting himself, as an example, we have to make them aware they've never been in a body that needs to toilet themselves. You must realize this is very weird to be a cow.
Okay.
That was funny, huh?
And it's so funny because every time we see a cow, we say, Jed, that's a cow. He goes, like a pig. I go, Jed, it's not a pig. And then he kills himself laughing. He knows it's a cow. He knows the sound, but he won't. Mm-hmm. And then he'll do it as a joke. And we go, okay, the joke is tiring now. Please change your joke. So...
That's right.
You should use that joke.
So you can see they're sneaky, intelligent, hiding from what we feel or think is standardized linguistics and or our society to hyper-aware individuals is very foreign to them. But please, more questions if you'd like.
Yeah, so basically, the other question was just, when he was younger, he woke up mark under his heart. He's still got the scar today. And there was no way he could have had it because I put him to bed. And he also woke up with burn marks on his chest, like someone had got a cigarette and burnt a, like a pyramid in his chest. I don't know if that also has also hindered him.
So when more, forgive me for being so outspoken, your son's a light being.
Yes.
And if you're doing your best to control a biosphere, you don't want light beings in here. So you want to put symbolism. So what most humans here have barcodes, so it's easier to control their lineage, their timelines. Epigenetics is the goal. Your son, you can't control. So you're gonna try and hinder him in a different way. So as the spirit comes into physicality, light beings come and go constantly. There is this little gap in between the universal transfer of a spirit into a physical body. There's just a little bit of a gap, and the bad guys do a really good job of hindering us getting back in the body. So when you go to sleep, as an example, you're actually coming 1/1000th of a millimeter of dying. So when you go to sleep, you're almost dead. And okay. you keep a placeholder there so you can get back in the body. Well, that gap between you coming and going, many people have dreams of flying at night when they go to sleep, as an example. Well, you are.
Yeah.
And so now when you come back in the body, the bad guys are really good at catching us coming back in the body. They don't know when we're going to leave, but they're really good at watching us transition in, and they're always late. In this instant, they did a better job of hurting this individual while it came back in the body. So it's good news, bad news. It shows you how strong your son is. The bad news is these guys got pretty lucky that time.
Ah, okay. So do you think if we just continue doing what we in the commands and nano and everything that he will stop participating with us?
It's working. Can you remind me the township you're in?
Pardon, I didn't hear you.
Could you remind me the township you're in?
The town I'm in, Swaziland.
Very good.
Imbabane, Africa, Swaziland, with the king with 17 wives.
Okay, so go ahead and just relax real quick, and let me show you another tool you can use. Okay. All right, so close your eyes and listen. Okay, so we're going to bring in a column of light through your home, and it's going to spin, but it's going to have the pattern of the Merkaba of your sun. And it's going to be rotating very slowly. This column of light is going to come through your house, through you and your son, your whole family. The whole family is going to get this. It's only going to stop when you stop it. This column of light is going to come from source. You envision, entangle envisionment, and direct it however you wish. I command the light, I command prime creation, to put a column of light through my home and install it indefinitely. You can do it like that. You can do it any way you want. A column of light is always there for your tool. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You should be feeling some tingle.
Oh, yeah. And I can feel something. I'm seeing lots of lights and my body's vibrating a lot.
Right. So we've brought the light over you right now. Now it's up to you how you want to use it.
Okay.
And it's for everyone. And I'm just here to remind you and be a mirror. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Q. I really appreciate it. And I want to
my great love to
your
you.
Time. Thank you.
Keep going. Keep going. You're making it. My great love
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Robin. Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Thank you, Tracy. Beautiful. Thank
love
you.
Love you too. Bye.
Thank you, Q, so much for letting us bring Tracy on. Very helpful.
Yeah, that was a setup, Robin. You know it.
Yeah, maybe. You'll get over it. Okay, so going back to the reason why I was going into the money thing, because we are actually supporting the very people that took our freedom away from us, which is the banks. And how we do that, we think the process of the banks is a convenience for all of us, such as bank cards, having checking accounts, savings accounts. And then here, let me find my notes here. We're getting for the okay. So people are happy when they make purchases with bank cards, fingerprints, or faces. These are conveniences for us, or so we thought. So we are kind of like pawns on a large financial corporation game board, which is in present time controls every step, and they can deprive us of our money at any time just by using these cards or. Like when we go to cash our check, we can only take so much back. Or if it's a big check, they got to hold it for a few days, but they disguise that by saying it's security measures. Okay, so here we are, supporting the very people that took our land away. Excuse me, don't mean to get a little passionate here, but. Then, as I further went into the research, behind the banks is the insurance companies. Okay. And it all makes sense now. If we would all just stop using the banks, we would take that power away from them. Is that a correct statement?
That is correct. And, Jordan and I worked very hard on it. Now, how do you interact with the rest of your society if they only understand banking is always been the end question.
Yeah. And what they do, the deep state, also known as the Draco reptilians, they had all us in plunging into merciless whirlpools of money relations. And that's how they create the rich harvest of negative energy. Because if we have money and we can do whatever the fun things we want to do, then it's a good thing. But if we don't have enough money to pay our rent, our bills, just car payments and et cetera, then we get all stressed out, emotional, and then that's what causes all the negative energy in our lives, and that's how the dark side survives, is on the sludge, the negative emotions. Correct?
Perfectly said.
Yeah, so very interesting. So, all right, I was going to get into religion, but we got like 9 minutes left, and I want to do something fun, okay? I don't know why I am totally attracted to the entertainment business. But a while ago, we talked about a lot of the different rock stars and stuff like that. And when I was a little girl, I traveled through Las Vegas when it was just coming up. And we were in California, and I remember my parents talking about a club, a Whiskey A Go-Go, and the Rainbow Bar Room. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, very much.
I didn't hear that. What?
Roger.
Okay. Anyway, I know you are because there was an artist
You
that
better
was.
not do this to me. You're not going to really do this to me, are you? You're going to nail me, aren't you?
Oh, I sure am. So
All right.
there was an artist that was part of the house that was, the house band, the house band, and they actually started in the beginning. So let me go back to the owner, Elmer Valentine. I do believe he was born in Chicago, enlisted in the Air Force, and then returned back to work, became a police officer, and then on the side he was doing shady deals, moonlighting at clubs for the gangsters. So he moved for some reason. They were watching him too much, and he moved to California. He opened up a club there called PJ's, and then he, I think he said, "Oh yeah, do you remember Trini Lopez?
Go
Ring a
ahead.
bell?"
Keep going.
Okay. So anyway, he was one of, they actually recorded a live album. And I do believe it was PJ's at the time. And then he went to Europe, and he stumbled upon a nightclub called Whiskey A Go-Go. So he brought that back here to the United States, and history. His first opening show in 1964 was Johnny Rivers. So he was the first house band. And then The Doors was the second house act. And they also had a DJ female who started dancing while she was playing the music. And that's how they got, the go-go dancers and everything. But I found the history pretty interesting. There was a gentleman by the name of Charles Manson. We all know who he was, who was did went to the club frequently. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but he was actually a musician and a songwriter. So my question is, was he MK Ultra, and that's why he did what he did to cause all the chaos at that time?
Yep. So when we're growing the light up and down the West Coast, Berkeley on down, the flower movement was so prevalent, we'll call it that, Trish, that they're losing ground. So Charles Manson has probably upwards of 30 different personalities in him now.
Wow.
And you want to, what you do when you program someone is you want them, if you do see some of his testimonies, you can see there's an individual in there working really hard not to say what they're saying. At the same time, they just can't get the personality through. So you're 100% correct. That's all MK Ultra.
Okay, yep. See, I knew I had a feeling. So anyway, they closed in 1974 and then reopened again in 1976 and capitalized on the new punk rock that was going on. And then in the early 1980s, along came Van Halen. All right. And the music kind of changed that at that time. And that was kind of my decade. I was in my 20s at that time. And for some reason, whenever I watch this stuff on TV, I feel like I was there, and maybe it was, who knows? But the music trend had changed, and then Motley Crue came on the scene. Now, there was a lot of stuff going on, and with the groupies and behind the stage and stuff like that. And the girls that came into the clubs were very underage, and the owner of the club was Mario Magliari, and his son today owns it. And I do believe they are affiliated with I shouldn't say mob, the mafia, and I'm not even sure, but it seems like, were they handlers of that club with all the great bands that came through there?
Pretty much, not specifically. Now look at the bands that have deaths in them, and then you'll get the truth sorted out a little bit. So
Okay.
Van Halen has had someone that died in there. Let's say there's a bunch of them. Motley Crue has someone that died there, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some people. We can just go on and on which bands have rolled through there and lost individuals. Well, those would be the individuals that have more light in most cases.
Yeah, it's a very interesting time. And I do know that there was such a thing as the 27 Club. And then, I recently, I like to do a lot of research, and I noticed that on Netflix they're doing a tribute to Clive Davis. And I feel something not right about that man, because he's had his hands into, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. There's so many. The list is goes on and on. Barry Manilow and so forth. So I'm wondering, is he what we call Thoth in some way?
I would agree with that, Stan. I assure you, as Jim, I had a very good health regimen. I assure you, Whitney Houston took care of herself. You should see a pattern. River Phoenix, et cetera, et cetera. So when the light comes into these bodies, it's recognized by the dark, and we're getting too popular, we're getting too fantastic, we're getting too strong is usually the tool you'll see it's a pattern. And yes, you have it right.
Okay, I thought so. Okay, so we're coming up to the end of the hour, and I want to say thank you so much. I have so many more millions of questions. I actually was got up early, and I'm like writing all these things down. I'm like, okay, slow down. It's only an hour.
Well, we can do it again. I really love the deep questions. It fulfills me a lot. Thank you for having me on the show, and let's work for chatting in the future and or talking about the future. I love
Absolutely. I would really, really be honored. Thank you so much. And you have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My love to you.